talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver rings.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by John Michael Montgomery, I Swear, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up two weekends from now at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we're continuing our special coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We're going to be talking with interior designer Andrea Dussault. This is an interview you definitely don't want to miss. Andrea is going to be creating a 400-square-foot celebrity designer room that has been created in the image of country music star Carrie Underwood at the show. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful room, and Carrie Underwood is not involved. We asked Andrea, can you design a room for a celebrity just based on their image? And so she happens to be a big fan of Carrie Underwood, and so she decided to undertake that. And so we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th. You'll be able to see that beautiful room. Free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. all the way to 9 p.m., including the Charleston Home and Design Show party. So we want everyone to come out. You can see everything and experience everything for free on Friday, February 2nd. We'll also be talking with a couple of our other sponsors, Junior Newell and Katie Forsier with New Age Contractors, Michael Current with Fix It 24/7, Steve Radnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, and finally Brittany George with Shelf Genie. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is interior designer Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Design, and we are so proud to be partnering with Stripe Lemon Interior Design because Andrea is creating a Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th. How are you, Andrea?
Good, Tim. Thank you.
So, Andrea, let me take a moment and tell our listeners about the celebrity designer rooms that we used to do these when our home show was at the Galliard, and mm-hmm. They were very popular. Every homeowners always love to look at these interior designed celebrity rooms, and so we decided this year to bring that highlight back, and we reached out to just about all of our interior designers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're so lucky that you responded and said yes, I'd be willing to put all sorts of time and effort into creating a room that is inspired by country music stars Carrie Underwood. So why did you happen to choose Carrie Underwood for as the celebrity for this inspired room?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, I went around and around brainstorming, certainly talked to family and friends in my inner circle to get some ideas from them as well. But I started to think about the celebrities that I like and enjoy following, but also about the room that I wanted to design for the home show. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be a very modern, current space that was relevant to today's homeowners. But with most of my designs, I do always try to make sure that it's beautiful, but also functional and down to earth and welcoming for the family or the clients that we're working with. So when I was looking at that, Carrie Underwood popped in my head. I'm like, gosh, she's so classy. She's really relevant today in the music world and beyond. She's got that kind of modern country glam vibe. And it all just kind of came together, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun design. Mm-hmm. And the more we worked on it, just the more it grew. So we're really excited.
And it's worth noting that Carrie Underwood is not involved specifically.
This is
similar to what we have done in the past with our celebrity designer rooms. Is we ask the interior designer to pick a particular celebrity and then design the room around that celebrity, and everything that you chose for the room, that's being spec'd by interior designer Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Design versus coming directly from the client, right?
Correct. Yes. I made sure not to even look at what Carrie's house might even look like, because I didn't want to skew my design. But it's really all about her image and what she exudes. And I tried to capture that with our design in three separate zones, if you will, throughout the space.
Yeah, and the space that Stripe Lemon Interior Design will be creating for this Carrie Underwood inspired celebrity designer room. It's sort of an L-shaped space, about 400 square feet. So you have a good bit of room to fill there. And can you give our listeners a preview of what they'll experience when they come see the Carrie Underwood inspired celebrity designer room at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Sure. Yes, it is a big space. And we wanted to make sure we created a few different zones because it was so large. So the main space you'll see is the living room space. And we've got a number of products that we're featuring in that space from local vendors. And then on one side of the living room, we've created a bar/lounge area, if you will, which is a really fun space. We can't wait to debut it. And then on the other side of the living room space, we created a home office that would kind of be a little more personal to what Carrie's image represents. So we've really got three different zones, if you will, to look at.
Nice.
We're really excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you, I understand you got a great deal of support by a lot of local vendors who are willing to lend you their furnishings and going to the trouble of loading in and loading out and all that stuff. I have a list here. I don't know if you have a list of your vendors if you want to.
I do.
Give them some credit.
Of course, yes. And I couldn't have done it without them. So many thanks to all of them. And it's really just an opportunity not only to feature the room, but to help all of these local vendors feature pieces of their work or their products that they sell, and collaborating in a small marketplace. So we're really excited about it. Some of the major contributors that you're probably familiar with, certainly Steven Ortego with Iola Modern. Mm-hmm. We've got Steven Shell Living also featuring some pieces. We've got Zuma featuring some handmade rugs from Turkey, which are beautiful. Low Country Lighting is also featuring some lamps for us. We've got a local artist by the name of Danielle Kather Cohen, who is featuring some beautiful artwork as well as wallpaper. We've got fabricators helping me. So Jean's Custom Workroom is working on some drapery, and Millie's Custom Slipcovers is working on some custom pillows with fabric that we've gotten donated from Christopher Farr Cloth, Peggy Plattner. And then we've got some probably some newer names in the market. Moose Studio has some beautiful chairs that we're featuring, as well as a small accent table and some accessories. Juliska, who's new to the Charleston area, they have lots of dishware, glassware, and accessories, and we're featuring a number of their pieces as well. So we've got quite a few vendors involved, and we're excited to pull it all together.
Well, that's great. And I wanted to make sure everybody got mentioned here. Did you mention mm-hmm. Kather Cohen Art?
Yes.
Danielle. Workshop Collection?
Yes. Workshop Collection is another one. They're out of New York, and they've got a presence here now. And we've got a beautiful chair that they design that we're featuring in the room. So that'll be great.
Peggy Plattner Collection?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got fabric coming from Italy to fabricate some pillows in one of the rooms. And then Coleman and Rose is a new vendor that I've been working with, and they represent Christopher Farr, Peggy Plattner, Workshop, and Moose. So I've really appreciated the amount of effort that Coleman and Rose has put into coordinating all the logistics to get all of these items here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. Well, we are, we're making this the main focus of our marketing promotion for the Charleston Home and Design Show, letting people know about the Carrie Underwood inspired celebrity designer room and created by Stripe Lemon Interior Design, and you'll be hearing a lot about that over the coming weeks as we gear up toward the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. And with all of these, with the collaboration of all these different local vendors, along with the expertise of design expertise from Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design, you're really going to miss out if you don't take time out to come see the room. And we make a very easy free admission on Friday, February 2nd, all day and into the night from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. And that includes the Charleston Home and Design Show party Friday night. This is the first mm-hmm. time that we've thrown open the doors and let for free admission to the party as well. So we want everyone to come out. Whether it be on Friday or for free admission on Friday or definitely on Saturday and Sunday, February 3rd and 4th. And again, we're so grateful to interior designer Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design. And hopefully our listeners will take a look and say, wow, she does good stuff. We want to hire Andrea for our own home. Design us one of those Carrie Underwood inspired rooms in our home. That is what we're hoping people will say. But in the meantime, Andrea, what's a good way to for listeners to reach out to Stripe Lemon Interior Design?
Sure, thank you. And yes, we're very excited. So thank you for the opportunity. And we are on Instagram at Stripe Lemon Design. We also have a website, stripelemondesign.com. I can best be reached by cell at 860-539-2473 or via email at Andrea@StripeLemonDesign.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design about the Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room, which will be on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you, Tim. See you soon.
And talking to us now are Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors. And we're very proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Junior and Kate?
Good morning,
Good.
Tim.
How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Hey, take a moment and tell all our listeners about New Age Contractors.
New Age Contractors, we are a residential and commercial general contractor. We do exterior work. We do interior work. We do everything from small service work, repairs in the home or business, up to bathroom remodels and kitchen remodels, all the way up to restaurant remodels and full rebuilds and additions on residential homes.
Gotcha.
We like to say that if we do everything from the top of the property to the bottom and underneath. So we're a one-stop shop.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Very good. Well, New Age Contractors, for anyone who's ever come to our shows in the past, you'll be handed a bag at the entrance, and typically that is a bag that has New Age Contractors logo on that. So thanks so much to New Age Contractors for providing all the bags that homeowners will be getting when they enter the Charleston Home and Design Show. So appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Yep. We're happy to do it.
Gotcha. Well, so what will New Age Contractors be have on display, and what will you folks be talking to homeowners about at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
When it comes to homeowners, we'll be helping them get their, whatever their project may be, getting it planned and getting it started. We handle everything from the selections of plumbing and tile or flooring or fixtures or windows and doors, whatever their project may be. And we walk them through the build process, the design, everything from demo to the build back and then the finishes. That's mainly our focus. We never know what folks are going to say when they walk up or what project they have in mind, but we do so many different things. There's pretty much no one that walks up to our booth that we can't help in some way.
Is there ever a job too small, or for New Age Contractors, what's the best type of project for you to take on?
We take on just about anything. We have service guys that run around on a daily basis will come to a residence and install the ceiling fan or do small projects or something, anything that you need done. And then we have other crews that'll be on your job for, you know, a couple months building additions or doing bathrooms or kitchens over. Our bread and butter is larger remodel stuff. But as folks become customers and we work in your home, we get asked to do all kinds of things, large and small. So there is no job too small for us.
Good. That's great. That's great. Well, New Age Contractors, you folks have got three booths at the Charleston Home and Design Show, two of them for New Age Contractors. And what's the third booth for?
That's going to be one of our new services, and that's going to be dumpsters. It came to fruition that we became our own biggest customer. We use dumpsters all the time, and now we have quite a fleet of them. And now we are extending that service to our existing customers and to new folks. We have three or four different sizes of dumpsters. We handle residential trash and commercial trash and even concrete. We can get rid of all that stuff. We offer same day service, pick up and drop off, and everything. We have everything that you would expect. To everybody's got trash, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations on the new venture and good luck with it. And I'm sure there will be lots of building professionals and obviously lots of homeowners that will be needing those dumpsters at some point down the road. But we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to make sure to stop by New Age Contractors booth to talk with those folks. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach New Age Contractors?
You can reach us by phone, by email, website, Facebook. There's just about every way you can think of to get in touch with us.
Gotcha. Okay. And do a internet search for New Age Contractors.
Correct.
Okay. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors, and we're so proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks,
Tim.
And talking to us now is Michael Current with Fix It 24/7. And Fix It 24/7 is one of the, we're very proud to say, is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Good. Michael, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Yes, thank you. So Fix It 24/7, we provide heating and cooling services as well as plumbing services in the Charleston and surrounding areas.
Gotcha. Very good. And I'm curious how that name, Fix It 24/7, how that came about.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. So it just like it said, we say in the name, we fix it, and we're 24/7, so we're here to service the community as their needs arise.
Very good, very good. Well, tell our listeners what makes Fix It 24/7 different from other heating and air companies.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So several things separate us, but the primary thing is that on our maintenance services, so we have a large membership base, and we service their heating and cooling and plumbing equipment twice a year. And in our maintenance services, we don't just check the electrical portions or just, you know, do a quick run through on our maintenance. We actually pull the motors out, we clean the system. What we know is that dirt, dust, and debris are the number one killers of systems in regards to heating and cooling systems. Therefore, we believe it would be a disservice to not clean the systems thoroughly. And that's a big separator from many of the other competitors in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, some people there, I think there are some heating and air companies that like to do these service agreements because they know that their technicians will find something wrong and will you know, add that to the work order for that particular address. Is that the same kind of approach that Fix It 24/7 finds, or can homeowners trust that, you know, you're not going to be adding on services that are not needed?
Absolutely. So our goal is to never add repair services or replacement services that are not warranted. So if we're performing a maintenance service, many times it's just that. So we're just maintaining the system as it is. There are, however, times where we come upon repairs that are needed that will extend the life of the system. And at that point, we will diagnose and recommend those repairs to the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you say to a homeowner that might say, "I'm not going to do service agreements. I'll just call a company when my system breaks down."
Sure, we service many customers in the area that are not on our membership program. And we service them just the same. So whether their system is not cooling or not heating, we're still going to be out there the same day and provide the services needed to get their system up and going.
All right, great. And, you know, I can throw in a quick plug for Fix It 24/7. You folks have been out to our house, and the technician, interestingly enough, he found a leak in a gas pipe that was underneath the HVAC equipment, and it had rusted, and there was a pinhole leak, and we probably never would have even known that had the technician not pointed that out. So,
well,
you know, that's a real life story, and definitely something that we appreciated greatly from Fix It 24/7. But
great.
What we want everyone to come out and visit Fix It 24/7 at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach you folks?
Yeah, so one easy way that many customers find us is on our website. You can go right on the website, and if you're interested in a service, you can book online. Another easy way is to just call us directly. And that phone number is 843-305-6494.
And does Fix It 24/7, when last time I talked to you folks, you had an in-house 24-hour call center. Is that still happening?
Yes, we have call service that's around the clock.
Well, that's great. That's definitely when your heating or your air conditioning goes out, you want someone to answer the phone because you're looking for a solution. So that's good to hear.
Absolutely, especially with the cooler weather that's coming. The phones are ringing at all hours, and we're very busy, but we're glad to be.
Well, good deal. Well, we are very proud to have Fix It 24/7 as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We've been talking to Michael Current with Fix It 24/7, one of the sponsors. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Steve Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good. See you again.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Oh, we're locally owned and operated, also female owned. Christina Tenoni is our owner. We've had a little bit of change with some of the family dynamic, but Christina has come on and brought a new fresh look to the business, a new way of looking at things, and things that are going to be changing with us here at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. But everything else is still the same. We're over in North Charleston at 7400 Rivers Avenue next to Petco. We've been around for 17 years, just celebrated our 17th anniversary this past summer. And you can find us online at AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. We've been Charleston's choice for the past 5 years for best furniture and best mattress store. So we're very excited to keep bringing great values and great product to people here in the Lowcountry.
Well, congratulations on 17 years in business. People take it for granted that companies are just going to be around no matter what, and it takes a day-to-day battle to ensure that you can sustain that business. So it's not easy from one business owner to another.
No small feat these days. I've been with them for 7 years now, and it's evolving and adapting and continuing to grow and things like that. So
right,
absolutely.
Right. Well, how's the over the last few years? I've asked you with COVID. I've asked you about the supply chain and inventory, and has that all settled out?
Yeah, things have gotten back to normal. You know, ocean rates and logistically, things have definitely settled back down. Production is back to pre-COVID levels, so things have really settled down, and It's definitely changed the landscape. There's definitely, manufacturers that did not survive, and they've had to change their lineups and things like that. And retailers obviously use that time to get themselves a little leaner, trying to do as much or more with less. So, but as far as being able to get the home furnishings in and the quality and selection of products, everything has really gotten back to pre-COVID levels, which is always good to see.
Well, that's good. I know that there's two furniture markets up at High Point, North Carolina. The fall one is not as big as the spring one. Did you go to the fall market?
Yeah, I didn't shoot up there, but I had some of our staff. Our buyer Nick Tinoni went up there to take a look at some of the new products and everything like that. We do most of our buying at the spring, so we kind of get ourselves set for the entire 12-month cycle. And living this close to High Point, we have a great relationship with our vendors, with our manufacturers, our sales. We're constantly kind of keeping an eye on different things. We're being aware of new products and new trends. But, without a doubt, we do a little bit more of our buying at the spring market. We did take a look at some of the new mattress lineups and some of the new bedding lineups this past fall. That seems to tend to be our focus a lot of times in the fall, just concentrating on some new mattress and bedding lineups.
Mm-hmm. It must be such a challenge. It's like predicting the weather to try to determine what consumers, what homeowners are going to want and commit to purchasing all of these different new lines of furniture and things like that. And then you kind of hold your breath and hope that they'll sell.
Yeah, a lot of times. I mean, thankfully, these days, a lot of our point of sale systems and our inventory management, the technology has really helped out in the respect that we're able to get really good sales analysis tools through our technology. So we're able to track, and we have friends in the industry in other states that, are similar to us that we're able to discuss and bounce ideas off of. But without a doubt, you're trying to find out what's hot, what people are looking for, whether it's colors or function or design and style, and just kind of keeping an eye on that, because what the industry as a whole wants people to see through the mass advertising is what people are going to see, and that's what they're naturally going to want. So we try to follow those trends as close as we can with, keeping in touch with where we are. We're in Charleston, so obviously the coastal looks will always reign supreme, and there's always going to be a market for that. But, we also want to keep other things as well that people might be interested throughout the year as well.
Yeah, very good. Are there any particular trends that you're seeing that come to mind?
It's the color changes from time to time. I know everybody comes out with their color of the year, so we try to keep on top of that. But, here in Charleston, things have remained pretty standard. We've brought in, that coastal look is, like I said, always going to reign supreme. But we've also been keeping an eye on different pops of color. We've made a bigger push right now for some of our home furnishings and our accessory lines. So lamps and throws and, end tables and occasional sets. That's kind of an area that we've taken a newfound renew on and trying to better tap into what people are going to be looking for, and just some of those smaller items, because we've done a good job of the mainline items and keeping tabs on what's really good for the low country here. So we've been just taking that a step further with the home furnishing and accessories lineups.
Right, right. I understand you've made some changes, updates to your to the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showroom.
Yeah, we took a couple long days and long overnights and cranked up the music and just went a little crazy in the showroom and really redesigned the layout of everything and, got all the way down to the bare floor and just started moving things around. And it's a great look. People will see some of the photos in our next ad the next issue that'll be coming out of Charleston Home and Design. But yeah, we did a really nice job of kind of just refocusing the look and design and the flow of the showroom to highlight some of the new products in certain areas. So I think people who have previously come into the showroom, they come back and visit, they'll be pleasantly surprised at what we've been able to do and some of the new looks that we've been able to give inside the showroom.
What's the new mattress line that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture just took on?
Yeah, so we've made a couple changes. We actually have brought on Beauty Rest Black, which is one of the gold standards for the industry. We previously carried another high-end retailer, and we swapped out of those just to, we had the opportunity to bring in Beautyrest Black. So we have those guys lined up. We've got five styles on display in our showroom and our mattress gallery, which has been fantastic. They've really taken traction over the last couple months. And have been a big seller for us. It's a fantastic mattress. And when you think about, you know, sleeping on it every day and, you know, you typically for 10 years or so, it's a great investment for a great night's sleep. So we have that. And then we also still carry a lot of our bed in the box mattresses. We've got Nectar and Dream Cloud. We also added Molecule, which is a new, mattress to the game. So we've brought three of their mattresses on as well. So we've revamped a little bit of our lineup there. We've also brought in Comfort Sleep, which is a local brand up in North Carolina, made here in the United States. So we've revamped our mattress lineup. There's some great options for mattresses there for really every type of sleeper, whether you want something that feels like a piece of granite with a nice comfy piece of fabric over the top of it because you want that solid hard as a rock mattress, or if you're looking for something to really sink into with a nice pillow top or plush lineup, we have those as well. So we've got a lot of great options for people who are looking for mattresses this time of the year.
Well, good deal. Well, a lot of the people that are building custom homes, doing remodel projects, they're taking a trip to North Charleston to visit the showrooms to pick out all their selections. And so while you're up there, make sure to drop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And Steve, tell everyone where you're located and how they can get in touch with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Absolutely. Our showroom is in North Charleston at 7400 Rivers Avenue. That's the North Point Plaza, right at the intersection of Ashley Phosphate and Rivers Avenue, about 2 minutes off of I-26. We're right next to Petco, so nice and easy to find right next to Petco there in the shopping center. You can check us online at AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com, and you can also find us, obviously, on Facebook and Instagram as well. We have plenty of great content on there. So we look forward to see everybody over the next couple weeks during the holidays and next year as well.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking with Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And we're very proud to have Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air as a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design party that is happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. The show's happening February 2nd through the 4th, and the home show party is Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Kim, take a moment and tell everybody about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Yeah, definitely. Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air has been really fulfilling light commercial and residential plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of the Charleston area for more than 50 years. So our team provides excellent customer service and is really dedicated to ensuring our staff is informed and knowledgeable, so we're able to meet all of your commercial and residential spaces and keep them safe for you and your family and your business.
Well, that's great. That's great. How did it, can I just ask you a side question. How do you know how the name Limerick came about? Is that the initials or two partners' names? Or
it is two partners. Our owner, David Miles, actually acquired, I believe, Lim Bakers somewhere around 2008. And then shortly after acquired Richter's Heating and Air, which made the name Limerick.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Well, very good. Well, what would you say that if you were to describe the services and some of the HVAC and plumbing equipment that Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air provides, can you describe maybe some of the brands that you folks sell and the services that you provide?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, people think we're just a plumbing and heating and air company, but what we do every day really affects, you know, the water that you drink or the air that you breathe. So the products that we install and the manufacturers that we align ourselves with are the best quality, but more importantly, it's how those products are installed in the home. So we like to think that we're really the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What will Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th?
Well, we're very excited to be a part of the home show for the first time. We're going to have different representatives from our business, different employees from different departments to answer any questions that anyone might have. We're also going to throw in a few pretty great raffles, and we look forward to presenting our monthly Comfort Club and its benefits to anybody that's interested.
Excellent. And what would you say sets Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air apart from some of the other HVAC companies in town?
I'm definitely going to say our customer service and our customer experience. From the first initial phone call when you call Limerick to the constant communication throughout the day to the completed project, we really thrive on providing the best customer service possible. We're a company that stands behind our work, which means that we'll continue to provide the best service until the customer is completely satisfied.
Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, another side note, I have to tell you that I have the highest respect for heating and air technicians, because, you know, when you think about the trades out there, you know, carpentry, they learn carpentry. An electrician learns electrical.
Right.
Plumber is learning the plumbing. When it comes to heating and air, they have to, your technicians have to know the mechanical aspects of the HVAC trade. They have to know plumbing because it involves plumbing. And then they have to know the electrical end of things. So it's really quite a crossover. So I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians out there. And I'm sure you folks employ some really good people.
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and especially at the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday. And for the first time ever, the party is we have free admission to everyone, and all the vendors will have catered food at their booths. And so and there will be a cash bar and a live DJ. And I think the great thing about coming to the party is and I think back to my days when I bought my first house, I was so obsessed with fixing it up and everything. I would spend my Friday evenings at the home improvement store. And so a lot of young couples out there, they can make it a date night if they wanted to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is Friday, February 2nd, sponsored by Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And walk around, see all the different booths, see what kind of different food people are serving at their booths. And you never know what is going to be being served at the very next booth. So it kind of encourages you to walk around and see all the different vendors. And there'll be a cash bar, live DJ. It's a fun way to go to a home show. We hope everyone will come out and see Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And in between that time, what's the best way that folks can get information about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air?
Yeah, definitely. They can give us a call at 843-225-2665, or they can visit our website at www.limerick.com.
All right, good deal. And Limerick is L-I-M-R-I-C.
Correct.
Limerick.com. All right. Well, we've been talking with Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air, sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show party happening Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Free admission thanks to Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, and we're very proud to have Owners Incorporated as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good, good. So Owners Incorporated, that doesn't really describe what you folks do. Can you tell our listeners all about Owners Incorporated?
Absolutely. So Owners Incorporated was created, one, to help out the homeowners in need. Instead of sending people to multiple contractors and having to deal with all of that hustle, we decided to create a company that gives you everything you need with one conversation. And so the beauty of that is you call into Owners Incorporated. We've got multiple companies within our umbrella of Owners Incorporated with specialists over each one. And they are seasoned in what they do. They know they are professionals in what they do, and they can help in every single area, bring in an oasis of your backyard, home, everything that you invest in to life.
Okay. All right. So Owners Incorporated, you must have a pretty extensive network of home service providers that that you folks call on once a homeowner makes one call to Owners Incorporated and says, this is the project I have or the issue I'm having. And then you, Owners Incorporated, has your network of home service providers that you then assign to go out to that homeowner's house to fix the problem?
That is correct. So originally how it starts is you get myself. So I am the sales manager for Owners Incorporated. So I made the contact, I create a relationship and get to kind of see what the vision for the project is. And then we put you in line with whatever company that matches. So if it's, you want to build a pool, well, we've got Royal Oasis and they are partner with us. And so they will come out. We will get you squared away with whatever design you want. We can build a pool. We can build a pool house. And if it's inside, if it's a renovation, then we bring Charleston Property Renovations in and that they are partner with us as well. And we bring them in and get your vision, get your ideas together, and then get you a quote, and it's all done with one phone call.
Oh, great. Okay, good deal. How long has Owners Incorporated been around?
So Owners Incorporated fully has been around for 2 years now. It started out with Palmetto Pool Daughters, which is our pool service company, and Low Country Lawn and Pools. And from there, it grew. So every time that we were at a house cleaning a pool, it said, hey, do you know anybody that does this? And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I know people, but I want to be that person. And so we make sure that we are the funnel through everything that a homeowner needs. We make sure that we are the funnel, that we handle everything appropriately and with a character that will stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I recall there being a, another company like that. I don't think they're around anymore. And it was more or less like a subscription series, like you paid a one-time fee and that accessed you to the various services under that umbrella. Do you folks charge a subscription fee or anything?
No, sir. No, we do not charge a subscription fee. We are looking more for the long term. So we want your business repeatedly down the road. And so to do that, it can't be always a transactional thing. It's got to be a relation-based idea and concept. And so that's where we strive, and that's where we truly are different. We have open and honest conversations. We get you to the point, and we do it with a mindset that this is your investment. You're spending time and money in this, and we want to make sure that it is the easiest thing that you come across through all of the hustle and bustle and buying and building and redoing, renovating. So there's a lot that's involved in all of that. And we understand that. So we come with a willingness and an ability to help and provide and make that the easiest part of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, what will when folks come to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and they visit Owners Incorporated booth, what will they see?
So you'll get to see a little half of a pergola that we've built. You're going to get an idea of some of the options that we provide when you go with our pool design. So some finishes, some decking options. You're going to see some options there, as well as some handiwork from our renovation company. And you're also going to get to see some landscaping from our landscape side, some options that we provide and jobs that we've done, along with pictures and just a wonderful kind of setup of what we do, what we've done, and what we're honestly growing towards. Mm-hmm. And where we're pushing our company and where we're pushing our employees to have a mindset that is, you know, the bigger picture and understanding that relationships, that good customer service truly needs to be the key here.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we want everyone to come out and see the folks at Owners Incorporated, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. But what's the best way for folks to reach out to Owners Incorporated in the meantime?
So ownersinc.co is the best form. We're on social media, as you get to see a lot of the jobs that we're working on currently, a lot of the projects we are posting nonstop, because we think interaction obviously drives a lot of business. So we like to make sure that everybody sees the full picture of what we do and not just the upfront pretty stuff. We take pride in keeping every job site clean and orderly. And so we get to show that off throughout our social medias. But ownersinc.co is the easiest way, and it takes you to every branch that we have.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kalen Davis with Owners Incorporated. Thanks so much, Kalen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And talking to us now is Brittany George with Shelf Genie. And we are so proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm well. Thanks for having me. It's definitely a privilege to get to be one of the sponsors and be involved in the home show.
Oh, well, we'd like to align ourselves with good quality businesses like Shelf Genie. And anyone who has ever attended the Charleston Home and Design Show in the past, as soon as you walk in the entrance, you see this beautiful display that that Shelf Genie has right at the entrance. And Brittany, can you talk about like what you'll be displaying at the show and, what your display looks like?
Yes, absolutely. So we really strive to set up a display that feels like a showroom. We want it to actually feel like a showroom that would be in your home. So it's a full cabinet display where you can imagine what your home would look like underneath the sink, underneath the cooktop. And, you know, I mentioned the cooktop, maybe you have a gas stove. So we make sure to display it in a manner where you can see how custom our solutions are, that we've even accommodated for that gas line in your custom pullouts. We also display our glide outs with over 100 pounds of items on all the different shelves, because each individual shelf holds up to 100 pounds. And so you'll be able to see that. And another feature that I really love is we have a wine solution displayed. And that's always fun to be able to creatively store and beautifully store your adult beverages.
That's great. That's great. And talk about how easy it is to integrate some of the Shelf Genie pullout shelves and storage solutions into someone's kitchen or in their vanity or even in some of the other parts of the home without it causing a great deal of remodeling and that kind of thing.
That's exactly what we work towards. We want it to be a seamless process where the homeowner is not having to go through a remodel. It is a design consult where you and the designer create this fantastic solution system for what works in your home. And then we build these custom all real wood made in the USA with veterans. We build these solutions and then we come install them in your home. Most projects are only a 1 to 2 day install. So there's no significant downtime. You're not having to replace your entire cabinetry or replace your vanity. Maybe you might consider outsourcing to someone to maybe do like a little facelift and just paint the exterior. But because your kitchen or your vanity or your maybe your linen closet, because it now feels custom, it feels like a whole new space. And you fall in love with your space again because it's functional.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of folks that will be coming to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, they're experiencing some sort of a problem or something's missing. They want to update their home or specifically the kitchen area, and replacing all the cabinets can be very, very pricey. And working with Shelf Genie, you can make you can update your kitchen and make it more usable without having that big expense of replacing cabinets.
Agreed. One of the newer solutions that we've rolled out is for the families that don't like all that counter clutter. We've rolled out this knife block solution and cooking utensil solution that goes into one of those smaller inconvenient cabinets. And now it becomes convenient because your counter is clear and that cabinet has a purpose. This solution will be displayed in our showroom at the show. But what's great about it is the materials it's made of. It's self-sanitizing. You don't have to deal with all the because it's microband, you don't have to deal with all the worries of, is this going to make my family sick? And then again, your counter is now clear. We've gotten that knife block off the counter. We've gotten those cooking utensils off the counter. So we're there to serve everyone. If you're looking for more accessibility, if you're looking to clear the clutter off the counter, or if you're just needing more functional space because you have cabinets, but they don't work for your needs, we can make them functional.
Well, there you go. Well, everyone to come out and see Shelf Genie at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. But if they want to reach out to Shelf Genie before then, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is super convenient, www.shelfgenie.com. You can go on there. You can see our solutions. You can also secure an appointment on there or ask us to contact you.
All right. That sounds great. Well, we've been talking with Brittany George with Shelf Genie, and we're so proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Brittany.
We look forward to seeing everyone. Thank you.
Talking about a home, talking about me and you, things we'll do or say to home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand, I want to be your man, I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.